my name is Ray Montgomery, and I'd like to welcome you to the Navigating Blindness podcast. And on today's show, we have Bosma's Volunteer of the Year for 2024, Mr. Cody Stone. How you doing, Cody?
I'm doing great, Ray. Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I wanted to bring you on the podcast because we have our annual Hasbrook Awards breakfast coming up on March the 7th, and you were selected as our Volunteer of the Year because you do a lot of wonderful things throughout the year. You're definitely dedicating your time, talent, and treasure to help move the mission forward. So, Cody, before I get started, how did you get introduced to Bosma?
Yeah, it was interesting. So my sister-in-law actually worked for you guys at one point, and she had asked me to come out and volunteer at an event. It was a golf event. We'll get into that later, but I love golf myself, so it was a pretty easy decision. And I had never heard of Bosma before then, and then kind of volunteered with you all and truly became kind of fascinated in what Bosma does and offers to its employees and community and Indiana in general. So it's been great getting to know what Bosma does and everything that it helps.
Had you ever worked with the individuals who are blind or visually impaired before coming to Bosma?
I had not. No. I'll be honest. I have not ever been really exposed to it in my life. And so really opened my eyes as to what all Bosma does and how important it is. And it's something that I will honestly say that I had not known how large of a need there was for it.
Yeah. 70% unemployment rate among individuals who are blind or visually impaired. So definitely what we're doing here at Bosma is really helping to lower that number to really show individuals what people who are blind are capable of achieving. So, you know, that's really what we're here to do, is create these opportunities for people who are blind and really people from the outside world to see what individuals who are blind are capable of achieving. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do. How was your time volunteering, and what type of volunteer projects did you assist with?
I feel like I've done almost every major event that you guys hold at this point over the last 2 years. I say really, the feeling of volunteering with Bosma is I'll be forever grateful for the opportunities that I had to volunteer with Bosma. Honestly, it seems like weird to say, because at the end of the day, you know, it's like I'm technically giving my time on like a weekend or whatever, but like I would do it all over again, and I will. Winning the award is great. It's really icing on the cake, because volunteering for Bosma in general is rewarding enough because of what you all do. So the award's great and all, but really just volunteering with you guys has been honestly amazing.
So what was your favorite event?
Oh man, that's tough. You guys hold some good events. I would say Dining in the Dark is probably my favorite event, even though that's like the only event I end up spending like money at as well. So I give time, and then my wife comes and is like, oh, I want this from the silent auction. So right. I have to I spend money too, but it all goes to a great cause. So I'm perfectly okay with it. But yeah, no, I think Dining in the Dark is probably my favorite one.
Yeah, that's definitely one of my favorite events right there. Get dressed up, get to show people your style and everything.
Exactly. Get dressed up, get some good food, good music, good activities. Yeah, it's a great event.
Great event. So you say you're in golf, and you like to golf a lot?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a big golfer. We live in Indianapolis, Indiana as well. And I'm about to hopefully get into it in the next month or so once the weather starts to get a little more consistent. Hopefully March we'll see some golf time. But yeah, no, golf was she drew me in with the Sagamore event. So that was a good first event for me to join in on.
So what type of things did you do while you were volunteering on the links?
Yeah. So I've done it for 2 years now. I'm considered what they call like a hole captain, but really I helped with all the setup. So tables at, you know, certain holes have certain activities that are going on, whether it's like last year, I think there was a reading Braille activity. There was a couple others too. And then there's some vendors that usually will go out there and have some, you know, stuff to give. One year there was Tito's out there. And so, you know, they obviously people love that. So I'd help set up the tents and set up tables for everybody. And then really just kind of go like driving around on a golf cart most of the time, just making sure people have what they need. And if anyone needs breaks or a bathroom when they're out on the course, or, you know, getting their lunches to anything along those lines. And then tear down also.
Yeah, you got a chance to get out there and drive that golf cart and, you know.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't too bad. You get a nice breeze. You get to be out in the sun all day. Like it's a great event.
Great event. So if anybody out there listening want to volunteer, definitely give me a call.
Yeah, no, if you want a good spot to start, go out, you'd be outside all day. Like, we've gotten lucky the past couple of years. We've had pretty good weather, but yeah, no, it's a great starting event for sure.
Yeah. So what does volunteering just mean to you? What is, you know, a lot of people, you know, think about volunteering and wanting to give their time, you know, and talent, but, you know, some people, you know, don't know where to start. So what does volunteering mean to you as a person that's our volunteer of the year?
Yeah. It's hard to put into words, honestly. My wife and I have always, anywhere we've lived, we've tried to volunteer and do something. Couple examples, my wife volunteered at like a children's hospital. We did a thing called Spooky Zoo in Chicago, where kids would come and from not safe neighborhoods in Chicago and be able to trick or treat at Lincoln Park Zoo in a safe environment, which was free to the public. And then all the events I've done with Bosma, something that we are passionate about getting involved with the community around us. And luckily, Bosma was a place I was invited to come volunteer and kind of went along with it there. But I think for me personally, my background's in business, and I'm in business myself for my job. And so I think for me, I fully understand that volunteering is something that is critical to ensure companies like Bosma are able to reach as many people as possible. And if I'm able to be a part of that mission in any way and that goal in any way, then I'm more than happy to give up some time on a Saturday or a random Wednesday to come help out to get ready for an event or do the event.
We're not going to work you too hard. We're going to work you though. We're going to feed you as well though.
Exactly. That's, yeah, you pretty much always get a free meal out of it. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I think the one thing for me is just all you guys at Bosma are really friendly. Like, you guys are, you truthfully act like, you know, you like, we volunteered other places where you kind of just come and go. Where Bosma, I mean, everyone would come up to me and say, thank you for your time, and we appreciate it. You kind of just instantly get welcomed into, you know, that little family you guys have in the office there. And it's a super supportive group, and really just thankful to meet all you guys and have, you know, have those connections going forward as well.
Before I get you out of here today, my last question is, what would you say to someone looking to volunteer?
We kind of said it earlier, like, if you want a good introduction to volunteering, I've done quite a few things with volunteer wise, and I'll say Bosma is a great place to start if you have never volunteered somewhere and you're a little iffy, like, oh, I don't know what it's fully going to encompass or what it's going to look like, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. Like, there's a lot of smaller tasks that have to be done for these events where, you know, even if you need to, you know, it's easier for you to sit. There's a lot of stuff where you can sit and just do the stuff, and then it can be transferred elsewhere. There's also larger tasks, though, where you're like, yeah, you know, I'm okay going a little earlier, setting up tents and tables and all that kind of stuff. Like, there's the larger tasks that are able to do it. And, you know, like I said before, when you volunteer for a company that you feel truly you're appreciated for your time and efforts, like every bit of the way, start to finish, it's a really good place to be. And I always leave feeling very fulfilled and truly just good.
Well, sir, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you dedicating your time to a worthy cause and helping Bosma move the mission forward. So definitely appreciate it. And congratulations on being Bosma's Volunteer of the Year, sir.
Thank you so much, Ray. I appreciate your time and everyone at Bosma's time. And I appreciate the even the thought of the award. It's a great honor.
And if you want to learn more about volunteering, please visit us on the web at www.bosma.org, or you could definitely subscribe to our Facebook, LinkedIn, or X, formerly known as Twitter, account, so we can definitely give you more information about volunteering and how you can get involved with Bosma. So definitely want to thank you once again, and make sure you subscribe to the Navigating Blindness podcast on Apple, Google, and SoundCloud, and I'll talk to you guys later.